But right now, we are joined in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger to help kick us off this hour and check in on town government affairs. Mayor, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I like your sticker you're wearing.
Oh, my I voted sticker.
Yeah, so good for you for voting. Encourage everyone to come out and vote.
I'm a Durhamite, so I went to the South Regional Library, which turns out to be the heaviest trafficked early voting site in Durham. And I think it was already up to 1,600 early voters just
great.
At that one site.
Oh, so
the
great.
Parking lot, no wait. You go in and they've got you taken care of. The nice thing about early voting is you don't have to stand in super long lines.
You don't have to stand in line and people have information to share with you.
The parking lot was super crowded, though.
Oh,
like,
my.
To get into the library, they had cones set up. You have to enter here, exit out here. They had people guiding traffic. Very difficult to find a parking space. People were finding parking spaces and getting in and out and voting, and it was not that big of a hassle. But the fact that it was that busy on day two of early voting, and day two is usually a day when you don't see that many voters.
No, you don't, but that's a great sign.
It
Come
really
on and
is.
Vote in Chapel Hill. We have it over at the Seymour Center. We have it at the Chapel of the Cross downtown. We have it at Carborough Town Hall and up in Hillsboro at the election board. So come on. And there's some other places too.
And the Eflin Ruritan Club.
There you
That's
go.
The other
there
one.
You
yeah.
go. Sorry.
I have to have that memorized because like today's day two of the early voting period. And by the time day 16 rolls around, I'll have repeated that over and over again.
Well,
for
please encourage
two
people to come out
weeks.
And vote. And please, please vote. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, we already know how it goes in our community. Well, we don't. And your votes can help carry some very important votes for the state. So please come out and help vote.
And a couple of really important races on the state level. You've got those six constitutional amendments that are on the second side of your ballot. Flip the ballot over the state Supreme Court race.
Please look for the affordable housing bond.
Yes,
we'd like to remind people it's after the Sixth Amendments and before the Supreme Court justice picks, I think.
I think the Supreme Court is on page one and then everything else. That's how it was for me.
Okay.
So,
And so if you are not within the boundaries of the Chapel Hill ETJ, then you will not be having the affordable housing. I already had some calls about that. But yes, but we encourage people to come out and vote.
This is an interesting thing whenever election season rolls around, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who have Chapel Hill addresses who then turn out to vote in Chapel Hill elections and are surprised when they can't. But
correct.
Yeah.
Yes. But the statewide election, so you're going to get your ballot. So wherever your early voting place is, you will get your ballot. We try to tell people that the post office has certain designations with zip codes, and people think they're in Chapel Hill, and they're not.
I had a student in my American government class who was... This turned out to have been a last year thing. He was upset because he has a Hillsborough address, but a Durham County residency with a Hillsborough address. So he goes to the polls to try to vote for Hillsborough mayor and town board and couldn't do it. And I, like, in class, I didn't know. And like, well, that was a mistake. You should have been able to vote in Durham County. No, you can't vote for Hillsborough even if you've got an address because you're not in the...
Right. Yeah. So you have to really live in the city limits.
It gets confusing.
It is confusing. We overlap a lot. But we are a welcoming community until you come to vote. No, then you got to figure it out. Then the hard truth.
Yesterday, town council had a meeting to discuss a number of different things, a couple of concept plans, and you mentioned
self-storage,
which doesn't exist in Chapel Hill town ordinance.
It's only an allowed use. Just recently, we approved the use for self-storage in the Enterprise Zone, so up off Millhouse Road, but nowhere else in town is it approved. So we are looking at approving that as a use with some restrictions. Because we've had some applicants' interest, and this applicants coming through for up at the Vilcom Center, they haven't had much luck getting to have office there. It would look like the other office buildings. Self-storage today is very different from the types we are considering is the contained self-storage that is inside. It's interior. The buildings don't look like a typical warehouse building.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're taking a look at. There's going to be a second public hearing coming the end of November. So if you are interested in this topic, please follow it on the website or send us emails or come to the public hearing. It'll go before the advisory boards again. So it's a new change for Chapel Hill.
Yeah. So why was it, do we know, that the town banned it in the past?
It's not a really high use of land.
So
Tuesday night, we had the celebration of the 30 years of the rural buffer.
Yes.
So we do have a rural buffer, so we have limited land. And the prior types of self-storage were the more garage laid out with the individual. And they're known to have some issues with all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so they're not very attractive either, and they're not usually very tall, so it's spread out. The new self-storages are taller buildings that are, like I said, look like an office building. We still won't encourage self-storage on the street. It's not an activated level, so pedestrians and bike. We want things on the first level if you're up on the street to be activated. So shops and interaction,
and things,
things like that. So activation, because it encourages more walking and biking and things like that.
Okay.
So, but if the Vilcom's case, this particular pad is the back of the complex. And they haven't had as much luck. People are more interested in being in a more walkable urban environment. Mm-hmm. And so there's also some parking considerations. So this was a use they thought that the Chapel Hill needs. And there is, we've had a lot of requests for self-storage from businesses mostly. I'm sure there'll be college students and other people who are interested in self-storage. I mean, everyone has stuff. To put in a climate-controlled self-storage building.
And I know, having once worked over in Vilcom, A, not really activated in the first place because it's kind of off the road, and I think we at WCHL would have been happy to have the self-storage.
Well,
have been
and
there,
it doesn't require as much parking, so that was another consideration there, too. They don't have to build much parking because you don't usually have the parking lot filled up for self-storage. It comes and goes. So, anyway, so we're looking at that kind of thing. And then we did a proclamation. I was saying all of the Orange County jurisdictions, all of the towns and the county are doing proclamations to make people aware of reducing the single-use plastics, such as straws and cups, and trying to encourage the places you frequent to ask them if they'd be willing to switch away from styrofoam and away from those plastics. There are now paper straws, moving towards the wooden coffee stirrers versus the plastic ones, because those one-use things where you stir it and then throw it in the trash can, it just clogs up the landfill. And plastics are forever. They do break down into particles, but those particles are really harmful for our environment. And there's not as much recycling going on as in plastics at the production end. They're still collecting it, don't get me wrong, and breaking it down, but there aren't, because the economy is good and the price of oil is low, we really aren't seeing the use of the plastics as much. So we're all out there trying to advocate and educate. We are not allowed to put a plastic bag ban. I usually get about once a month someone calling up. The state does not allow us to authorize a plastic ban. So encouraging people to take their own bags, to use their own coffee mug. Take your own coffee mug to get coffee, and use things that are more reusable. We also had Corey Williams came from the Small Business Administration's Office of Disaster Relief to talk about there are loans out there. The deadline is fast approaching. Orange County just got included. These loans are not just for businesses. They are from homeowners as well. You need to go to the Small Business Administration's Office of Disaster Relief. If you need help, you can call our offices too. We can point you in that direction. We had a concept plan for Obi Meadows, which is a smaller subdivision proposal below where Obi Creek is slated to be, for about 11 lots. So it's a piece of property. It's for, but there's some creeks through there. The lots would be larger. It's not on water. It's on septic and well.
Okay.
So that proposal was just a concept plan. We gave a lot of feedback. And then we had a proposal on a new, at Irwin Road, there was a proposal for an expansion of the hotel and an additional 140 apartments. We had a lot of public interest show up, and council gave their comments, feeling that it was too dense and too much for right there, to transition into a mostly residential, low-height area. So that was the feedback. We'll see what they do with that. But they got similar feedback, the developer or applicant, from both our advisory boards that had seen it.
Kind of the same feedback at every stage of the...
So it didn't look like it was promising that people were really excited. Everyone understood there'll be development there at some point in time, but that one seemed a little too much for right there.
So what's next for, going back to Obi Meadows, what's next for that proposal or that
It was
discussion?
A concept plan. We gave feedback. If they decide to incorporate that feedback before applying for a special use permit or a conditional zoning to subdivide the lot, they'll go through the entire public process.
And Obi Meadows is just south of where Obi Creek would be on 15501, like right across from Southern Village. What is going on, if anything, with Obi Creek?
Nothing at the moment. Yeah. We did take a look about what our mobility plan is like. We don't want to just stop certain places. We would like to see if we can, so we talked about that last night a little bit. Could we consider extending down that far so that we have opportunities for people to, our transit stops right there at the park and ride. ride.
Yes.
But there is a transit line that comes up from, there's a park and ride in Chatham Park that runs through UNC, and it comes right along there. So is there an opportunity to have a transit stop, or do we switch and pick up? And as that corridor develops a little bit, we'll be looking at that more holistically. We also, this week, Winston Crisp had a retirement party. He's Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs over at UNC. He's been a tremendous partner, and I said it was adorable. They had cookies in his image there. A lot of well wishes, a lot of good stories, and he will be sorely missed. So, yeah. We have a ribbon cutting for the new bridge art on the Tanyard Branch Trail.
Awesome.
It's really cool. If you haven't hiked that trail, it's not finished underneath MLK yet, but it is a wonderful trail. There is art along the trail. It's a night. It's along the creek. It's a really nice way to spend some time. It will eventually be a true connector to get across and through town without ever having to come up and cross over a road. Be great.
It's a good time to walk it now that it's a little bit cooler and
less
it's not
bugs.
90 degrees, less bugs. Yeah.
So there's some north-south bus rapid transit open houses coming up this week. Please check our website. They're on Monday and Tuesday at different times. We'd love to have you come and check that out. And there'll be a public information meeting on the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. We meet again next week. Lots of things going on and moving forward.
And that that Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, that's Thursday, right, the public meeting?
Yes, it's Thursday at 5:15.
Okay, so they want to put a drive-thru in, and that's the one on East Franklin Street,
East Franklin,
right?
And it would be in what they're proposing is an internal drive-thru, so it doesn't come out to the street.
Okay.
The building was already, they have one design for their building, so it's already designed that way, so you would come around the building, and then you come back out through the same way you
Okay,
came
so
in,
it's not like an entrance and an exit separate, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
is that what an internal drive-through is?
An internal drive-through means it doesn't approach the street from the exit. So the drive-through stays on the property, so the cars aren't coming and going. We were concerned about pedestrian and bike walking through there, so there's not another curb cut coming,
right,
if that makes
right.
sense. It would continue to keep the two exits it already has for that whole plaza with Sherwin-Williams and the Dunkin' Donuts.
So that's coming up on Thursday, and then bus rapid transit meetings are next week, Monday and Tuesday, and what's going to be discussed there? Is it just kind of looking at current plans?
Yes, looking at current plans, getting some feedback, seeing where we are on the development pathway and what the future holds.
Awesome. Yeah. Anything else going on in town?
There's
or?
Always things going on. It's a busy time, but it's also a good time, and the weather is finally shifting a little bit. We have a series of just new proposals coming through, but mostly we've been trying to catch up from all the summer work and get our new manager up to speed and pull together. We are going to be having another teen, convening another teen meeting coming up, and then trying to think what other big initiatives. We're pulling together some folks to talk about how we celebrate our 200th birthday next year.
Oh,
it takes
yeah.
planning. We're going to be 200 years old next November, a year from November.
Okay.
It was when the government was found in Chapel Hill. So we are 25 years after, or 26 technically, after the university was founded, but our charter for our town. And so we're looking for ideas. And so please email me or share your ideas with me. We'd be happy to, as we pull folks together, to figure out what ways we celebrate our 200th birthday.
Awesome. Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Mayor Pam Hemminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.